proclamation number 7521 dated the February 13th, 1960. Pure truth. The word from above. You should only ever keep to my word. And if you are given spiritual information from external sources, then check whether it concurs with my directly imparted word to you and reject what contradicts it. For what the Spirit from me has proclaimed to you is pure truth, which you can also endorse as pure truth at all times. You need not fear spreading error as long as you keep to what I convey to you from above. For since it is my will that the truth shall be spread amongst people, I will also take care that you receive it, and I will only ever express myself through the Spirit where the guarantee is given that it will be received and also passed on without being altered. And I know if and when this is possible, and this is where my Spirit will flow. I want you humans to live in truth. But I also know how much my adversary is affecting you, who will always try to infiltrate the truth with error. I know who desires the truth and where my adversary has little influence. And thus I also know when the request for truth gives me the opportunity to convey it to earth and in turn to pass it on to other people if only they have the will to serve the truth. I myself proclaimed the gospel to people when I lived on earth and they only received pure truth from me, irrespective of what I taught them. Likewise, purest truth is coming forth from me again, and it merely requires a desiring and open heart in order to be received and evaluated as truth. But then it will also spread light, and the characteristic of truth is that the human being will subsequently grow in realization, that he will gain the kind of knowledge which will illuminate him, which only truth is able to achieve. Every error, however, causes confused thinking. It darkens the spirit and can never have pleasing effects. Anyone who desires the truth will also feel the blessing of the light. Anyone who lifts an error is not aware of it, but he lifts in the darkness of spirit. However, no person will be able to say that the truth is unattainable, that it can never be accessible to people. Everyone who seriously wants the truth and enters into contact with me will be able to receive it. And it is now clearly imparted to you through my word from above, and you can always scrutinize it as to what extent the spiritual knowledge given to you by external sources corresponds to the latter in order to then also know whether you have the truth. For what I convey to you myself cannot be anything else but the truth which you should keep in high esteem and never relinquish again, for it is an incredibly significant gift of grace which intends to resolve people's spiritual adversity, which intends to place you into a state of light and strength and help your soul to mature, and which is offered to you by my great love so that you will not keep living in spiritual darkness. My Spirit descends upon you, it pours itself into an open vessel and time and again fills it anew. My Spirit gives you the truth that can only originate from me, and thus the spiritual information can also be confidently upheld as truth towards other people, because no untrue spiritual information can come forth from me. And that it comes forth from me is repeatedly proven to you again by the fact that my human manifestation and my act of salvation are constantly mentioned, that I myself, your God and Father, Jesus Christ, your Redeemer, draw close to you in order to bear witness to myself. You can detect extraordinary activity and can therefore conclude that a spiritual power is at work. And it will also be easy for you to acknowledge that this spiritual power is divine, since you are constantly only instructed to love and made aware of the fact that Jesus Christ ought to be your only and most important goal. And therefore you can also believe what is conveyed to you through my Spirit, For the eternal truth itself draws close to you and instructs you, because it wants you to live in truth. Amen.